Great, guys. That was good.
I would have put a soundbite in after for like 3 hours of the bam, 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 but it just would have kept going.
Yeah. You should actually do that right now.
Right now? Just be keeping it? And, yeah. But I'm going to hit the button.
Yeah, you do it with your mouth.
I have a tab with that open at work, so I can always hit it.
So please tell me that's not real.
I super do. It's typically used ironically, like my boss gets off of a really like difficult or frustrating phone call, and I can tell it didn't go well for him, and then I play it.
Okay, so our three topics are zombies, and how would you actually survive a zombie apocalypse, which we can talk about whenever.
Okay.
We don't have to do it today.
Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day. I want to try to choose an open-ended one.
Mm-hmm.
So it was something like, would you rather forget who you are or forget everyone else?
Oh, that's good.
If you had to choose. Yeah. Like MIB came up to you right up and was like, all right, well, take your pick. Red Bull, blue pill.
Do we need a random number generator?
I have a die.
All right.
So what we'll do.
1, 2 is 1.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 is 3.
Shit, what were they?
1, 2, 3, 4, all right, 5, 6.
So it's
Shan's turn.
All right.
So this is, hypothetically speaking, the show where each of us bring a hypothetical question to the table. We pick one, and we shoot the shit. I'm Tyler Malter. Here we have,
hypothetically, Sean Murphy.
From the visiting universe, John Reed.
They're not going to understand that one.
No, they'll get it.
No, because we're not going to post that.
I know, but gold subscribers will get it.
Oh, right, yeah. All of our premium members will understand that reference. Okay, so we just decided on Sean's question, which was?
This is a Groundhog Day situation. So if you could perform 24-hour period doing absolutely anything, and that means personal infliction, infliction upon others, anything, and you would wake up the next day with no repercussions. So you could exactly, we are going by Groundhog Day, Bill Murray rules. So you can rob a bank, drive the car off the cliff, die, and wake up the next day to Sonny Bono.
Oh no.
I've got you, babe.
Do you have to? Can you not? Can you pick your song?
Yeah, it's cold out there.
Okay. So, do you want to start? You've had the most time to talk about it.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Okay. So, I want to say I'm the most excited to hear what your answer to this is.
All right. So, to understand this one, you got to know my background. So, I work in security, and I engineer and design and code big high-end security systems for like airports and governments and stuff. So, clearly,
that's pretty sure that's classified and you can't talk about it.
That's the direction I want to go.
Okay.
So, I wake up for the day. I immediately just torch my house.
Okay.
Just fucking gone. I've never seen a house burn in person.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, I was looking for the reason that makes sense.
Selfies. Just selfies.
Good.
That's right. Next thing, I'm going to torch my car. Never seen a car burn in person.
Okay.
Figure that's a good way to go. I will preface, I thought very closely about whether or not I would harm somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Like physically, because there's going to be a lot of harming going on.
Right.
But physically, I was like, I still don't think I could bring myself to do it. Just like senseless violence.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say anything about the two of you if you go that route. Right. Just didn't think I could do it. But I'm on board for this leading to my own death.
Sure.
I'm figuring if I do go, I'm going to go like Point Break style and just fire my guns in the air, mm-hmm. like screaming.
Yep.
You know. Okay, so that's my first goal. Then I'm gonna steal a car. Just I don't really care what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Just haven't done that before.
Right.
So from that point, now this is risky because it kind of goes against what I said. But I'm gonna disregard most of the rules. Like I'm just pretty much just gonna drive.
Right.
I'm thinking the way I can do it without hurting a lot of people is just off road, like mm-hmm. yards and mailboxes and whatever,
uh-huh.
and just take all that out. So I have to get to work. It's my first destination because I need my access.
Right.
Access being super important. So from my computer, I have access remotely to like a lot of dangerous places. So
we're gonna the kind of places that they need a big security company to handle. Absolutely. So it's what I would call, quote, the good shit.
Yes.
End quote. Yeah, that's good.
So to protect everything, I'm going to mention places. I'm not going to mention anywhere specifically.
Right, absolutely.
But I will mention facilities, like types of facilities, mm-hmm. that are either true or not true. True. Just for the sake of things. Okay. So first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to shut down the airport. I think it's about time.
Yeah.
So I can do it very, very easily, like just a few clicks. Mm-hmm. But the trick is I'm going to take myself inside because I can do a lot of damage physically to the access control and then just destroy. Right. So that's definitely going to happen. And that leads me to the important room. So mm-hmm. the important room is the confiscation room. Where they've confiscated all the weapons and drugs.
Oh, man, that is so good.
Right? So I'm in there.
Okay, we gotta pause. You've given us a lot in a very short amount of time.
Uh-huh.
First of all, you're stealing a car. You don't care about what. But you're taking
going
front
ham.
Yards
yep.
to work.
Mm-hmm.
That's your plan.
Going ham. Yep, yeah.
That sounds like the worst possible way to get to work. It sounds fun, uh-huh. believe me.
Yeah.
But like they built highway systems to make things faster,
mm-hmm.
and you're gonna take front yards.
Well, yeah, and when you get to the highways, most highways are built up onto a hill or mm-hmm. they're a bridge.
Mm-hmm.
So I really want to take those hills. Now I will abide by the rules once I get within vicinity of the airport because I need to get in.
You can't right. be stopped.
Yeah, that's right. And they just shoot shit. Like one day we were out in the parking lot and there was a deer that walked up and they seriously just scoped up and blew the deer away. There was blood like all over my car from when they shot the deer. True story. So,
jeez.
Oh, okay, that's wow.
So I will be the deer and I don't want to be the deer yet.
Right.
I'm down for maybe being the deer later because I never died before. Spoilers.
So, great job. Now no one's going to want to listen to the end of the podcast when you die.
Sure.
So, I guess back to the thing of the highways, they're built so that you can get around everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you feel that, like, maybe without any repercussion, you can just ram people off the road?
Yeah, but I don't want to hurt anybody.
No, not necessarily hurt
I'm
people.
I'm like
but
Ghost
like,
Rider.
I'm pretty sure he has chains for... Anyway.
Yeah, but he doesn't hurt people
coming. Right, absolutely. But like you, like a person's in the fast lane, but you're going faster than them because fuck all the rules, right? Yeah. So instead of like slowing down when you get to them, you just kind of bump them out of the way.
Well, speed's not a concern.
And you go over around to the shoulder and you just kind of jam them out of your way. And, you know, don't you think that would be a better use of your time than breaking down political signs and mailboxes?
Ruining my yard.
Look, I would agree with you. Luckily, we live in a moderate sized city, so I have a feeling I could weave it.
Right.
But no, I'm going more Tony Hawk than Crazy Taxi.
Oh.
So it's all about keeping on the grind rail.
See, and I just needed to get to like your mental state.
That's right.
And where you're taking it. I totally understand now. Okay, right. So back to the airports. You're shutting down the airports.
Yes, but I'm not quite yet. So I'm just giving myself access right now.
So you're like you're turning all the security off.
But not yet. That's the goal. I'm going to the airport to do said thing.
Right.
And I was expressing that I have, like, to give you an idea of the my ability
your control
to move throughout
of
this. Yeah,
yeah.
I have complete unfettered
so,
control.
So, just want to clarify, we're not hurting people. Control tower's still up?
Yeah. I mean, we're not taking... Nothing's going to blow up. I can't promise
that. No, I just didn't want, like, planes to try to land and there's no one in the control tower because you just shut down the whole airport.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
And then you just have planes landing on top of each other, crashing into the ground, running out of fuel, chaos ensues, cats and dogs living in the street, blah, blah, blah.
So let me say that I'm also going Superman, not Batman.
Okay.
So, like, I mean, people might die. Like, Zod is tough, right? So... so like it might happen, but I mean if you get down to it, somebody else is probably dead today.
So what happens then, like you're taking all these front yards to work, at some point someone's calling the police, reporting this vehicle, which is gonna
that's the joy of multiple dealings.
Yeah, new vehicle.
It's just like Grand Theft Auto. You get to the point where your car is smoking,
right.
You just hop out, find the next person in a car, and that's your new car.
So if the police catch up to you at some point,
happens? We gotta get to what his ideas are first, and then we're just gonna squash it and tell him when the police will have already caught him.
And here's the thing, too, I'm 10 minutes from the airport.
I feel like I've done this in Grand Theft Auto, and I know how this ends.
Right. Sean's already at 2 stars. Okay, like we're getting there.
You guys are ready. You're gonna get the twist though, and this is where I'm gonna win.
I'm stoked. I'm already into this conversation. Right?
So. I can get to the confiscation room, evidence room,
right,
and loaded. I mean, they just recently started advertising how many guns with pictures of them they've caught through just the checkpoint alone.
Oh man!
And it's like a dozen. So I mean, I'm going like One Piece Zoro style, like one in each hand,
one in your mouth. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely.
Two taped to the sides of your head, like the beer can drinkers from sports events. That's good.
Absolutely, and consuming as much of the drugs as possible.
Absolutely.
So at this point, even if shit goes bad, I won't even know.
Yeah.
Like, I would just want to be gone.
Yeah.
Okay, which is perfect because I've never flown a plane before.
How big of a plane are we talking?
Okay. That's the thing. I got my choice. So really, it's the uppers, the downers, wherever they put me.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking I go for like a low profile, like a single engine, like personal aircraft, which I can get to those no problem. So at this point, I'm acting totally chill, like supernatural chill. Like,
you got your sunglasses on inside,
gun in the mouth, like any normal person.
Right.
And just casually walk out there. Now, I know I'm still good. I really am still good.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta get to the plane. This is the thing. Planes don't have like a lot of times they don't have the keys or anything. Like, you would think they probably would, but they don't. So we're out. So I know I can start a plane.
Right.
And I've played video games, so uh-huh. I'm sure I can get the plane going.
Yeah.
And we're off, and we're just going to see how far we can go.
If Harrison Ford, the actor, mm-hmm. can fly a plane, why the fuck can't you?
That's right. Exactly. So, yeah, no, exactly. So I don't know how long the plane's going to go, because I absolutely am jumping out of this plane. Like,
this is where it ends?
No, it doesn't end here. No, no.
Oh, thank God.
No. Because
I was just getting in.
I'm hoping and assuming. Well, this could be where it ends. Let's just assume it isn't, because I found something. Like, I just like jam the yoke and like jump out. But I gotta get a ways away, because I've just caused a significant amount of carnage.
Absolutely.
Right. So I gotta get some distance away. So my goal is the Benton Airport. It's like a small little airport, kind of. Yeah. Right. And I know of a hangar that was bought out by a popular movie director. This is a true story. And I'm not fucking kidding. And I used to work for this chick, and her dad was a movie director, and he bought a hangar. And all she does for a living, she's like 20-something, and all she does for a living is fly to Africa and kill animals and eat them. Like, all the different weird animals you can think of. So she, like, when I first worked for her, she had, like, a stuffed tiger and, like, a zebra and all this other crazy shit. So she's loaded with guns. She's got, like, elephant guns. She also got a helicopter. Now, I've never flown a plane, but I've never flown a helicopter either.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm in on that. And I feel like a helicopter, like, I've ditched. They're looking for a plane. I'm in a helicopter. I'm mm-hmm. totally innocent.
Yep.
So, I'm in the helicopter, and I'm gone. And we're heading to Vegas.
Vegas, baby.
Vegas,
I'm in.
Baby. Vegas, baby.
You better come and pick me up on your way to the airport. Because up until now,
uh-huh.
I haven't wanted anything to do with it. Vegas, baby, I'm in.
Well, and the best part is that most of the hotels have a helicopter landing pad.
Absolutely.
So I'm on the top. I'm at the penthouse.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is one of those parts where somebody could accidentally run into one of my bullets.
Okay.
So because I'm going for the penthouse.
Uh-huh.
And I'm hoping that with the drugs I've got, and I'll sell the helicopter, and I'm
you're gonna find a buyer for a helicopter within landing in like 20 minutes before the police show up
at gunpoint.
Okay, yeah, they'll find a buyer quick. Yeah.
That's right, I'm gonna find a buyer, and then I'm just gonna
supply and bang.
This is where I stake out.
Okay.
Is inside the hotel.
You're doing exactly what we do in Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, well, because you find your point and you kind of hunch down.
Yep.
So I'm thinking easily, first thing I'm going to do is take out the elevator, because mm-hmm. I'm not really interested in going down, and I certainly don't want a whole lot of people coming up.
Right.
And I'm sure that, you know, we're going to have liquor and pleasures out, you know, I'm hoping that those will be there.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just going to stake it out. And
so the worst possible thing that could happen is you show up to an empty penthouse.
Uh-huh.
Or, like, a really disgusting famous person renting out the penthouse by themselves. Like, you show up, and I guess one of the best things that could be is you show up and it's Kanye. I was about to say that would be the worst. You show up and it's Kanye, and Kanye's like, yeah, give me two of those guns, I'm in.
Yeah, we're in. Yeah, right, that would be great if I could get somebody who buys into the idea.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's a good day to die. What, you think that this is where I, like, hunker down and then I Point Break and,
mm-hmm.
what? No, because there's another thing I've never done. I have never rappelled through a window. So I'm going to take all the things that are there that I can get a hold of, like cloths or like sheets or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm going to fashion something. I want to jump off the side of the building. I want to bust in a window. How fucking cool would that be?
Yeah.
It'd be super cool. And again, I'm going to be firing guns when I do it. Now, I don't want to hit anybody, so I'm probably
going to,
well,
you don't want to intentionally hit anybody.
Sure, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm Superman, not Batman. So I want to rappel in the building, and I'm going to try to do that as many times as I can. I just really, I have a feeling that of all the things that day, like the glass and hitting it and coming through, and I know that you got to shoot the glass first because it's really going to be tough.
Yeah, you got to
bouncing off it.
You got to, yeah. Right? That's going to end it real quick. So I'm thinking rappel, and we're going to do like a combination of rappel, broken glass, shooting people maybe, and then it will all end triumphantly with me leaping out of the building. I really...
And it's just the fall to the ground.
My goal is to really aim for traffic. Like, I just want to get... I want it to be messy.
Yeah.
Just get messy with it.
Try to get as many witnesses as possible.
Right. Uh-huh, yeah.
In fact, you may get more witnesses because of the 12 times that you base jump with something tied around your waist and rappel into a
That's
window.
Right. And I mean, I want to hit so big that people are like, I went to the Gallagher show and it was weak compared to this.
You know how you make a bigger splash, if you will? More bodies.
Oh, but yeah, but I don't want to shoot people.
No, you're not shooting people. You should start a cult.
Oh, man.
A one-day cult in the penthouse.
Well, check this out, too. So, I don't kill people. Gravity does.
Absolutely, they do.
And if I hit first, then I made it through. Clear conscience.
Uh-huh, yeah.
That's pretty good. Yeah. I'll go with that.
Okay.
That's good. And that's how my day ends.
That's good, man. That is solid.
Oh,
do you have a day yet? If you don't, I can go.
If I have, I mean, I've been thinking about it. It's hard to top stealing an airplane.
Yeah, we fucked up letting Sean go first. Bad call.
So do all of our, so the day that we will reset, are we all resetting on the same day? Like, could we be in on this all together? How do we add to the day?
Oh,
how
my
take away?
God, we
or
could.
Is it just Tyler's day? Just
could we Monday? All together steal three separate planes, go three different directions, and cause 3 days worth of chaos?
I'm telling you.
No, here's the thing, though. If, say, one of you busted in the door and you were like, yo, this day doesn't count, I'm pretty sure I'm in. So, like, you could convince me very quickly that we're in.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're in a,
yeah, like, if you came to me and you were like, dude, everything's going to reset tomorrow. Trust me.
Yep. Just be like, Bill Murray, Groundhog Day, day.
Let's go. Like, come on, you got to come with me.
Let's go.
Yeah.
I'm in. And
okay, so let's just hypothetically say that you could recruit us.
Okay.
At any given time.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to assume at this point that I know this day is coming. So I've thought it out better than
a prep day.
Well, right now,
we've
prepped.
Right now. Right.
Like,
right.
We are already planning our day
just,
out in
just
case
like
it ever happens.
I had a week to think about it. I'd probably come up with something better than what I'm about to come up with now.
Sure,
okay.
I would probably... See, we're in this... It's an okay city, but I would definitely have to get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
So the plane idea is great. I don't have the same access to getting into the plane that
mm-hmm.
he has. So I'm going 8 a.m. straight to the dealership.
Mm-hmm.
I want to test drive that Corvette, that Camaro, and it's not coming back.
Yeah.
You know that, right?
Right.
So I'm probably going to have to take... highways somewhere. So a large part of my day is going to be spent getting to my final destination.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can get to just about anywhere in the United States relatively quick, like within a 24-hour period.
Sure.
At least any place that's, you know, worth messing up.
Right, yeah.
So I would probably go south. We're talking like Mexican border south.
Okay.
Oh, you're going all south?
No, we're just going straight south. Like, I'm taking 400 all the way to, like, Juarez and
uh-huh.
then beyond.
So wow.
They're probably not going to let my vehicle in, so I'm definitely going to have to hoof it through the border.
Uh-huh.
Take
out those mailboxes and front yards.
I would go to, like, New Mexico. The border's weak there.
Right.
Just
I mean,
plow through.
Yeah.
So they have... You know, when you get across the border,
no one's gonna stop you going into
Mexico. They're like, "Thank you,
yeah, thank you, come again." Yeah, exactly.
So there's Mexican security on their side of the border.
Yeah.
And you've got some dudes weak there sauce. With like AKs or whatever it is yeah. that they get equipped with. So I'm a couple hundred US dollars is going to get me one of those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm assuming. I mean,
yeah. Sure.
Let's just be real. Yeah. So I'm going to take one. And I don't think I have the same restraint as hurting people because I've always wanted, like I've read a lot of books on like morality and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I've always wondered like how it would affect me deeply to just shoot some innocent person.
Sure.
And I'm going to encounter a lot of innocent people.
Yeah.
So probably going to be pulling the trigger quite a bit.
Sure.
Just, it is.
I mean,
wow.
Just,
yeah.
I want a Red Bull. I'm at the gas station. I go to the counter like I'm going to pay. Nah, bah, move on.
Right.
Good, yeah.
So,
you just take a Red Bull. Hold on. You just take a Red Bull?
Well, I mean.
You have an entire gas station's
yeah.
worth of things.
And it's a Mexican one, so there's like churros. And
yeah, I'm going to take whatever I
just
can stuff in my pockets.
Gas stations in Mexico are gas terminals, and then like
churros.
A thing of churros and a Red Bull, like
one
a single Red Bull in a cooler case.
It says we got one.
Don't buy it. It takes a week to restock.
I think from that point, what I'm going to do is steal a Humvee or
okay.
some 710, some military grade vehicle
sure.
that I know I can drive and I know I can go pretty far with. I've got to pick up some Mexican chicks along the way. From what I understand,
absolutely.
When you kidnap Senoritas. Them, they're not welcome back home, you know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to start taking ladies with me, right?
Yeah.
And we're going to go to Brazil. I've got to gamble my way all the way into Brazil as far as I can.
Mm-hmm.
I want to set fire to the rainforest.
Oh my God,
yeah.
That is so good.
I have never done that.
And you also hadn't driven through front yards, so maybe that should be part of the list.
I just, I want to get...
The day ends with you helicoptering into the night.
No, I would take
Brazil.
It. I'm watching the TV and it says, guy sets fire to rainforest. I'm like, that's my boy.
So the purpose of picking up all these ladies and is they've got to hold my gasoline
Labor.
Canisters
mm-hmm.
for me.
Yeah.
Right? They got to be at least parallel with me. I don't want them in front of me so I blow up or
mm-hmm. right.
behind me where they're blowing up. We're just going to run butt-ass naked through the rainforest as far as I can, setting fire to this bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
I just want, whoever's in space to just be like, damn.
Yeah.
Just good. See, like, a big burning ball of fire, just on the earth, So I think that's how I'm going out. I'm just going to, book it as far as I can, as deep as I can into this rainforest. Just lighting everything on fire, just... blasting the AK in the sky like some,
My real question, bringing it back just like I did with Sean, what's stopping you from lighting fires the whole way?
That's a good idea.
The fire trail.
Because you leave a fire trail, but no matter where you go, the all of the police and every emergency responder is going to be chasing your trail, stopping the fire from killing innocent people. They're not going to be worried about stopping you because by the time they realize that there's a fire that's broken out, on this highway leading south, you're already 20 miles downwind of the
right.
fire,
yeah,
right?
You're
absolutely.
Talking about the Mexican government. You're probably doing a lot.
No, I'm talking about all the way from Wichita through.
Oh, yeah.
You leave a whole trail.
Yeah, just fire all
yeah.
over.
Yeah,
and instead of getting
could,
a Corvette,
you
get a Hummer
yeah.
and you go off-road.
Yeah.
And you just swerve, you just beeline to Mexico. You don't go straight.
God, yeah. And let me picture this. So you've poured all the gas out, or maybe you just have the gas there. You light the one cigarette and you flick it out the window.
How
with an anaconda around my neck,
oh,
and
that's
hot
awesome.
Mexican chicks
also
at my
around
side.
Your neck.
How,
oh wait, yeah, that's good too.
That's beautiful.
No. How much cooler would it be if the whole way to Mexico you left a gasoline trail? And you just light it at the end. And it's like a 50-mile long gasoline trail. Or 500
nice.
Mile long, really.
Yeah.
It's my goal.
Yeah.
My goal
it's up Brazil.
My objective is to come out at the other end of the rainforest. I don't know if I could make it in time
yeah.
or if I could navigate it well enough, but to come out the other side, just like Bobby Roode, TNA, with the glory song going. Just,
sure.
Something really beautiful.
Here's
like
what you
that,
do. Is that you go through one of the rainforests where people ride elephants and you take one.
Yeah.
So you're coming out firing your AK on an elephant.
With this hot chick holding on for dear life.
That's right.
And just fire by
elephant
you.
On fire.
No, okay, so
and you
I
just go right
to,
into the water and you just keep swimming
I have
south.
To spare Shakira. I'd probably bring her along with me.
Shakira?
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
The actual Shakira? You're gonna run into her?
At some point, I believe.
Well, no,
yeah.
his day is on Shakira's concert.
Sure.
Yeah.
The,
so
like,
you find her.
The morning of after the concert last night. Uh-huh. So she hasn't left town yet. And John, we all know John doesn't stay up late and paint or anything. So he's probably up at 3 a.m. ready to start his day. So he's got a long day ahead of him of being able to drive.
Yeah, so I think if I make it out of the rainforest, hypothetically speaking, I think I want to die fighting a shark. Just a big...
See, that, and that's what I was thinking. White. Just swim south.
Just get out
first
there.
Sea monster.
You're going to have to chum the water, so your girls are going to have to go in front of you. Like, don't worry.
Well, I'll have
there's a boat coming, and you chum them up.
Yeah, so I think...
Oh, you chew them?
No, you don't eat them.
You put your hands to your mouth, so I thought you were like, you chum them up. Like, you turn them into chum with your teeth.
No, these were shark hands.
Oh, shark hands. Yeah, because sharks pick up the...
That's right.
Sorry, misunderstood.
Thank you.
Yeah, so it's definitely like a blazing trail kind of
dude. Yeah, that's
just light the world.
I'm in. That's really, really good.
Yeah. It's death trail.
You know, I want to. You know, we were just talking about the Wrath of the Khans, the Genghis Khan Wrath of Khans documentary right before we started, and about how he left the carbon footprint in that era. That's kind of like what I want to do. You know?
Yeah. If like if you yourself could stop the world from being able to survive,
you know,
because
Bill Nye would be talking about it. Uh-huh. If I could get Bill Nye and Neil deGrasse Tyson talking about me, I think that's a victory.
That's
dude,
it.
That's good. Really good.
That's good. Good job.
Man, your guys' days are so good.
Good job. I hope you spend it doing a puzzle.
Yeah. So. No,
this
not quite.
You really got me.
So, I'm gonna go a little different. I'm not going to try to go out in a blaze of glory, but I'm going to assume that, do we only get one day?
One day. 24 hours.
So then, like, tomorrow I wake up and it's the start of today again.
Mm, yes, yeah.
Okay, but it only happens one time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to spend that day as a practice day.
Oh.
And I'm going to spend that day doing as much as I can to actually affect my life positively than do anything absolutely insane. First thing I'm going to do, I'm going to rob a bank.
That's good.
Because if I find out I can get away with robbing a bank, tomorrow I actually will rob a bank.
Oh.
So I spend the entire day as a practice day of finding out where my actual limits are, how good I am at committing crime without getting caught, and spend the entire time figuring out so that tomorrow I become the rich motherfucker I want to be. First thing I do, I go and I get a motorcycle helmet, motorcycle jacket, motorcycle gloves. Just walk out of the store. Put on a hat, put on some sunglasses, walk the fuck out.
If you can't get away with that, then it's over.
Exactly. Get in my car, drive to a bank, but drive like one or two streets away from the bank, put on the motorcycle gear, go into the bank as if I just got off a motorcycle. Rob the bank, get all the money, leave the bank, take off all the shit just outside of the bank, book it to my car three streets away. So they don't know where I'm at, I get in a regular car and drive off. So they have no idea who just committed the crime of robbing this bank. If that works, I'm a fucking bank robber the rest of my life. I will go town to town robbing every bank I can because apparently they think I'm on a motorcycle.
The motorcycle bandit.
Exactly. And they would be looking, they would be scrubbing police footage at like every cross, every street crossing, wondering where the fuck this motorcycle comes from. And it's just not there because it doesn't exist. So, you know, you gotta like rob a bank, gotta try to do something like epic. Like, could I blow up a building?
Yeah. I've never done that before.
See?
And well, you have the money to buy the explosives now.
I don't even use the money because if I get the money, I'm gonna keep the money, but like I'm gonna see what my actual physical limits are. I'm going to go and buy whatever I need to make explosives. I'm gonna go to the base of a building, set up an explosion. Call the phone or whatever. I don't know how the fuck bombs work. Blow up a building.
Mm-hmm.
If I can blow up a building, I can do like anything I want.
If you can figure out how to blow it up.
See, that's like there's things that laws tell me I can't try.
Yeah.
So I don't really know what I can do.
Yeah.
But definitely, like robbing the bank is number one on the list. I rob a fucking bank.
So what,
and if
what
I have to kill people,
we,
whoops. But
what building are you gonna blow up?
Tallest one in town.
Tallest one.
Go to the tallest one. It's probably the Epic Center.
Yeah.
Would be the one, should I talk about?
The one that the snipers are on.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's the Epic Center. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Something like that. Anyway, yeah, it's like find the tallest one because I want the biggest domino effect.
Uh-huh.
I want the longest range when it falls over. And I want to try to get like a lumberjack at the bottom of a building where I just get one side of it and it topples sideways. So I get the most length of it, you know, more length than girth. if you feel me.
Oh, I feel you. Absolutely. And I feel the length, not the girth.
Exactly. So try to get like some cars and ghost ride them into like gas stations and blow up gas stations. You know, like I want to cause the most destruction I can here in Wichita and really just test myself.
First to five stars.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, the entire time I'm trying not to get caught.
Yeah.
The whole time I'm
like, it's not like, recklessness.
Exactly. It's like, what is the next crime I can try to commit? Because I watched a documentary one time that said, you know, it was like an episode of First 48 kind of thing, that said that if you do a senseless murder where like you've never met the victim before or anything, you just like walk up and shoot somebody and walk away, the odds of you getting caught are incredibly increased. You will not get caught because most of the time, it's a personality murder, mm-hmm. where like I don't like you, I get in a fight with you, I have some sort of dealings like drug dealings and things like that. It's a murder of love or whatever. So just walking up, shooting somebody and walking away and like never thinking about it, talking about it, or ever seeing that person prior, you could almost always get away with murder if you do that. That's why serial killers are so hard to find, mm-hmm. because aside from their MO, where they're doing the same thing over and over again and they're picking a person and getting away with it the first time, so they get comfortable in doing that exact same thing. Like BTK was around for like 30 years because he just would find people in his day to day, decide he wanted to murder those people, and then walk away.
Right.
So like I would spend my day doing those types of crimes where like I'm gonna be an arsonist, I'm gonna light a house on fire, I'm just gonna go and find a random house and light it on fire.
The house chooses you.
Exactly right. So and that's what I would spend my entire day doing, is just like one-off crimes. But every crime I can possibly think of. Start Googling craziest crimes and see if I can, like, you know, beat a man to death with an alligator, which is probably a Florida man story, I'd assume. That sounds like a Florida man story. Yeah. But that would be my day. It's just a practice run for the next day. And the next day, I would do whatever I liked the most.
You just would pick the one?
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you did them out of order, you wouldn't know if, like, the time was the serendipity moment. Like,
yeah.
You needed to be there at that time.
Well, I mean, but I could wait for that time.
You could pretend to do the crimes up to that time.
So. like, don't actually make a bomb, but, like, drive the bomb to the place. And, yeah, exactly. And the best part is no one would know what I was doing. Like, the police wouldn't know, oh, shoot, we got an arsonist. We need to watch out for this guy going to this house. Because, yeah.
I'm pantomiming pouring gas all over.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you wouldn't. No one would know what I was doing that day,
uh-huh.
but I'd be able to do whatever it was I was doing.
You'd have to get to that point.
Yeah. I mean, no, it's a very valid point. Like, what if I just happened to get away with blowing up a gas station with a car,
uh-huh.
because there were no police within 5 miles?
That time.
And yeah, and very valid point.
So that's the tricky part there, mm-hmm. for sure.
I didn't think about that.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe I do a different day.
Maybe you do it.
Maybe I relax. I don't get a lot of days off.
I'm not coming into work today.
Yeah. Joke's on them. I'll still go in tomorrow, which is today.
Same day. I'm surprised that none of us went for like a revenge.
Oh, yeah, like just fuck up all the bullies throughout my entire life. Kill them all.
Somebody who had done something mm-hmm. to you.
Yeah, I think... For me, the reason why I didn't is because I want to get as far as I can without attracting as much attention to what I'm doing. You know, once I get through the border and I start buying, you know, Mexican arms, I think that's when, you know, things are going to start. Or if I don't return the vehicle, you know, from the dealership. But at some point, like, if I start blasting people and someone sees me, like, at the start of my journey,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be a lot harder for me to get to that damn rainforest. And I'm trying to get to the rainforest.
What if you just found a gasoline truck?
Yeah.
And so instead of stealing like a Corvette, you just steal a semi filled with gasoline.
You just have one of the Mexican chicks with the hose just spraying while the
exactly.
others are tossing matches.
Yeah, and you drive down in that, and you just, under the guise of, I have an emergency thing of fuel for for this army base.
Yeah.
And you drive to the closest army base to the Mexican border, and then I have an emergency fuel for the Mexican army. <That's good. laughs> And you go through, and like you get to the border, and you're like, no, there is a person waiting for me, like four streets away from the border, to direct me to this necessary government thing that you guys will all benefit.
Right.
And do you like gas?
Yeah.
Well, I got it, and I'm going to get it to you.
And the best part is anyone who gets in your way, and then light them on fire.
Yep. See, alternative day, because you're right that you got to get away if you're going to do a bunch of things that are illegal.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What if you do things that like nobody really knows if they're illegal or not? Like, what if you went to a graveyard and just dug up all the bodies? Like, just start doing things that are completely irrational. But, like, no one's really quite sure. Like, that's wrong, but...
Yeah.
Is that illegal?
Like, would you actually spend the day prior doing things like that so law enforcement agencies are caught up with...
Are busy?
Every grave was just, you know, excavated.
What happened? Why did someone do that?
Well, like, you're taking off in an airplane.
They're, like, they're interviewing, like, grave diggers in other cities. Yeah. And they're, yeah.
Like, so why did somebody coax all the animals into one, like, cage at the zoo? Like, why would anyone do that?
Oh, my God,
that?
We have a zoo.
Yeah, why would anyone do that? But that's
I would steal a red panda.
You're going to steal the red panda?
That's part of the crimes I get away with.
Yeah, but then you got to go to Build-A-Bear and get it an outfit.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Like
Thank you. Maybe I should pick you up in the morning.
Like a Chavez outfit, so he's got, like, the hat.
Good hat. That's a really good call. No, I would definitely steal... I would at least steal a red panda. I would at least throw someone in the tiger exhibit.
Yeah.
Minimum.
I would throw somebody in the gorilla exhibit.
Really, like, we could save this part of the topic for another, and just, what would you do in a zoo?
There's a lot to do in a zoo. I would take all my money out, and I would get those ices, the lemon ices. Uh-huh. I fucking love them.
Yeah, you get, like two or three of them.
Against each other. Like, who wins, a kangaroo or a bear?
Oh, shit, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, bear, kangaroos like, animal fights.
Yeah. Oh man, animal fights are bomb.
They are really.
They had that
good
Sci-Fi Channel TV show.
Yeah.
Where they had like the CG animal fights. I always wanted it to be real.
So what else could you do that you would think would be illegal?
That isn't necessarily.
I mean,
it's
people
not,
would be.
There's
confused.
Not a law about
people
it.
People be
but,
confused. Like, oh man, what if you broke into like where they store all the traffic cones?
And just started putting them
just
out.
Just started diverting traffic.
That's awesome. Because
people obey the cones. Like, yeah. There can't be a law about improperly diverting roads with cones.
Because right, yeah.
People just put cones out all the time.
Sure.
But what if you just did that?
What if you got prints of, like, your genitals? Like, you get a picture of your genitals.
Dick cones.
But you blur it out. So you put censored images of dicks.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Giant banners hanging from the tops of buildings. All of the billboards in town that are digital are turned to pixelated dick pics.
Mm-hmm.
And you just go through your entire day.
But it's censored.
Getting dicks everywhere. It's censored. It's not showing inappropriate
It's absolutely
things.
Censored.
Yeah.
That's
you just got a little bit of bush and then a circle of censorship.
What would be really crazy is you're talking about diverting traffic and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You know how over here on West Kellogg, they kind of have half... the overpass build.
Yeah.
But if you're coming at
go
it,
for
you can't see where it ends, so you divert traffic.
Have you ever wanted to...
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, because people would be like, well, I have to obey the cones.
Uh-huh.
But they're like obeying them, and then they're like, what do we do?
And then they just go flying off
yeah.
the bridge down to
that's I would do that.
Traffic.
I would do that.
I've always wanted to go off of like... I'll go onto a partially constructed ramp like that.
Right?
You're just like, how...
They do it in movies and mm-hmm. stuff, and it's so cool.
It
or even
cool.
like, even drawbridges,
mm-hmm.
where they have it only halfway up, and they're like... We're going to make it. And they like barely make it over the gap. I want to try that so bad.
What if you went to the entrance of a parking garage and put cones? So like no one could get out.
Oh,
because no one walks through the entrance. They walk like through one of the access points. And then they would drive up and they'd be like, well, I must have to go to another exit.
There's another exit.
But they would never find it.
John comes running through butt ass naked, left everything on fire.
That's right.
Your rainforest wasn't enough.
I also hate parking garages. No one has the heart to tell him it's made of concrete.
Yeah, nothing's going to happen.
You're not going to burn the parking garage. Isn't he adorable and naked?
Mommy, what's that guy doing?
What if fuel can't melt concrete parking garages,
what
as they always say?
What if you went to public areas and stopped crimes that weren't happening? Like, you went up and beat up a guy, and you're like, this is what you get for stealing that guy's wallet. And everyone's like clapping their ass off.
Yeah.
And you're like, no problem, guys.
Just doing my citizen duty. That's not bad.
So good. Like, that's not bad. All of these things that are just so confusing.
You tackle people in a grocery store because they're stealing.
That's right.
And you're like, you don't steal from this establishment.
What was he stealing?
Get up and walk out.
My time.
No, just like, check his pants. You'll find him. He's pulling some dude's pants.
You always see those people like in the vegetable aisle, like try the little cherry
drink. Yeah, you smack it out of their hand.
Just, like, cold cotton.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Right. So good.
Dig it out of his mouth and be like, you thief.
And put it back in the fruit.
I would go and buy all the compressed air and ruin the ozone layer.
Oh,
like, just set them all up at like the little string. Like strap them all together. Oh, turn them upside down. And like, and then free do it himself. Shit. You'd be like Mr. Freeze.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you'd have them all.
That's what I want to do with my day. I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to articulate it, but I want to become a supervillain.
Yeah, bullshit supervillain.
Not even bullshit. I want to become
a real supervillain.
And that's kind of my dream in what my day would be, in that it's a practice run of what I can get away with. Because I want to amass like Lex Luthor money. How do I do that? First I rob a bank. Then I get all the money from robbing a bank, and I pay a hacker to get me more money.
Yeah.
I invest in stealing more money.
Investing in crime.
Exactly.
Like, you should call your broker and be like, how can I get a hold of somebody in crime?
Yeah.
Really? I hear it's going
even
up.
Even better, cops know a lot of criminals.
They do know a lot of
criminals. I just call up a cop, and I say, what criminal could get me the most money?
Could you give me the address of the criminal you've never caught?
That's good. And they would have to help
you. They'd have to help you. It's double jeopardy if they don't.
Yep.
That's good. So what if you were, if you did the supervillain strategy, I would feel like you would have to have a gimmick. Like, you would have to, because the supervillains always have, like, the thing about them.
Right.
So, like, you're like,
I just park helicopters on top of hotels in Las Vegas.
That's all you do?
That's my gimmick.
That's your gimmick?
Yeah. Helicopter man. So, and they're like, oh shit, there's a helicopter on top of that building. He must be in town again. But I'm never there.
Like, the only comparison they've drawn is that somewhere in the town is a helicopter on a building.
Yep. Oh, but man. I am not there.
That's good.
I'm somewhere else.
That's good. See, I would be Crisscross Man. I would wear my pants backwards.
Oh, that is so good.
Crisscross Man.
Crisscross.
And I would be listening to Christopher Cross.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they would be like double.
And your shirt has like an awesome twisted up cross with Jesus on it.
Yep. Chris, it's a cross. It's twisted.
Christ, crisscrossed cross.
Listening to Christopher Cross. And, like, that would be my thing. So people would hear Christopher Cross and they'd be like, oh
shit, here he comes. Come on. It's Crisscross.
Yeah, and do not cross me if you damage my denims.
Like, you only speak, like, you send out letters and, like, tape, videotapes to, like, the local news, and you're only speaking to them in Crisscross lyrics.
My manifesto. Instead of, like, cut up letters, it's just chunks
of the video. The video of two young black kids with backwards pants saying all of the things that you hate about society.
Which is incredible because, if I remember correctly, they made a Making of the Music video Crisscross game for Sega CD.
So no way.
I can do it. I have the materials to cut it up. So I'm just like carrying around a small TV and a CD player to spell Doom out.
Uh-huh.
Like, so I can show the Sega CD, like, you're going to die. And they're like, they're yelling the whole time because they know who I am. Of course they do.
Yeah.
Like, Crisscross, no!
Infamous Crisscross.
Crisscross is going to cross you. Yeah. Don't cross Crisscross is what I'll say.
I'll cross you off the list.
One
and then,
thing I say.
And then you just murder the
That's
shit.
Right. And then I lay their body in a cross.
No! Oh, there's just a trail of people with their arms out laying on the ground.
And their pants are backwards.
Pants backwards.
Remind me that when I see Sean with his pants on backwards to run.
Yeah, get the fuck out.
See, it's Crisscross Day.
I'm driving by. I'm sitting down B-dubs.
That's good.
Oh, that is so good.
Is there anything else you guys want to do on your day off?
Bowling.
Yeah, the whole time I'm masturbating as much as possible.
Yeah, I assume that's why you were naked.
Yeah.
It was so that you can jerk it at any minute.
But you're bowling?
Not bowling.
Oh, you're not bowling with me?
I'll bowl with you.
If we all share the day, I mean...
If John's masturbating, I'm also masturbating.
I've got a coupon. Saying. See, the cool thing is I'll have it the next day. So, I mean, score, right?
We get to bowl twice.
That's right, yeah.
That's a great call.
And I'll be better the next day because I'll remember, like, a little practice.
How you did, yeah.
And I'm not returning the shoes.
Good for you,
I'm going to do my whole day In bowling shoes.
That's more torturous on you than all the things that you did to all the people.
First day.
You break all of their mailboxes, but you did it in bowling shoes, so it evens out. Like, the karma is already paid back to you.
That's so good.
Yeah. That's a great call.
Oh, man. I'm going to go into every store, and I'm going to take all the pennies from the need a penny, take a penny.
But you're not going
to. That's how I'm going to fund the day. I'm going to fund it with all the pennies in town.
That's pretty good.
It's good. That's what I'll beat people with. It's like a sock full of pennies.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking you just throw it at them.
Oh, yeah.
But beating them with a sock full of pennies, like the collective givingness, the generosity of everyone in leaving those pennies, you're paying it back to them.
Yep. Penny for your thoughts.
Yeah. And then bash their brains
and
in.
And then I bash their thoughts.
No more thoughts, yeah.
That's right. Crisscross is in there somewhere still. But
well, you're still wearing the outfit.
Still wearing the outfit. Some reason he's like Crisscross with pennies.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's going to wrap us up for this episode of Hypothetically Speaking. That's it. What else do you do in an outro?
What do you do?
Hypothetically, of course.
Hypothetically. Okay, so if you had to close a podcast,
yeah,
how
this
would
is
you
the
do
next.
It?
I've been butt naked the whole time.
I'm gonna give out Tyler's social security number.
That is how you do it.